It is barely light outside when I wake up. My cock all big and hard and swollen again. My big balls heavy, needing relief. I try and jack my dick off in bed, but I can't quite come. The tension and frustration building. I think about my daughter, Ellie, home on spring break from college. Thinking about her big fat tits, a jiggling and a wiggling around as she fixes dinner for her dear old dad in the kitchen that usually does the trick for me. Or thinking about how she runs the vacuum cleaner around the house with all the bending and stretching she does, showing off her meaty ass, or the way she prances around the house half naked in her skimpy bikini bathing suit that's a size too tight since she was home last, with her cute, plump little ass cheeks hanging out of the bottoms and her big fat tit flash overflowing the top. But this morning, thinking about my sexy, slutty daughter isn't enough to get me off. I need more. I crave more. So I creep down the hall and open the door to her bedroom, her old room, from before she went away to school. It's just her and me in the house now. Now that her mother left me, her mother was such a prude, never giving me the dirty sex I needed, never sucking my cock, never letting me throat fuck her, never letting me come down her throat into her gullet. But I digress. I want to think about Ellie now, not her bitch of a mother. Ellie is fast asleep, face down on the bed, with a pillow held under her huge tits, and her arms curled around the pillow. Her tits are so big that she can't lay flat anymore on the bed. The blankets are almost completely off the bed, and the sheets are only partly covering her legs. She has one knee up and her legs gently open. The big t-shirt she wears as a nightgown rides up and barely covers her ass. Staring at her, asleep, innocent, vulnerable, I can't help but reach down and start stroking my dick. I feel the pre-cum leaking out of the tip, and it makes my hand all wet and slippery, just looking at my daughter, just lying there. I can see her big soft tits flattened out along each side of her chest. My hand aches to turn her over so I can see her nipples, to see if they are hard yet. The skin of her thigh is exposed and I want it. I want to feel it, grab it, lick it, bite it. I want to hold each thigh in my big hands and pull her up and down on my cock. She's petite, just like her mother, except for her tits. They're nice and big and firm. I need to see them. I need to rub my wet, leaking cock on her nipples. I need to have her take my cock into her mouth and suck on it, like a lollipop. And then I need to fuck the slut's mouth. Oh, I know she looks all innocent, lying there, asleep. But how can she be innocent with a body like that? With tits like that. I wonder how many boys have fucked her, or even how many men. I pull the sheets away from her legs some more, just a little bit more, hoping she won't wake up, hopeful she won't even know I was ever there. I can almost see the curve of her bare ass. The outline is usually enough for me to jack off, but tonight I need more. Her ass is full and round and plump, plush even, just the right size for a man to grip at his hands while he fucks his cock deep inside her cunt. I dream about squeezing it and opening her legs to tongue that sweet gash, gripping her hips as she bends forward for me. I've seen her cute ass jiggle and her hips wiggle when she walks around the house in her tight sweaters and short shorts, and it drives me wild every day. Her breasts are nice and plump and full, about a double T D cup if I had to guess, much bigger than her mother ever was. She thinks she's so grown up now that she's gone away to school, but she has a lot to learn regarding the ways of men, especially horny daddies with big, thick cocks that need relief. I keep a hold of myself most of the time, but tonight my cock is hard and I'm horny. I need to come so bad. I need to fuck her so bad. She stirs when I move the sheets and I hold my breath. The t-shirt has come up from under her and I lift it up off her thighs and over her ass cheeks. She'll never know I did anything. She wakes up with it riding up all the time. I know because I've seen it. I slowly kneel next to her and pull it up a little and then a little more. Her panties are small and thin, almost a thong, and they show off her curvy ass. All I have to do is move this little strip of fabric from her crack, and then I see her cunt and her asshole. I wonder if her asshole is virgin. I have this overpowering need to stick my tongue up her ass while I finger fuck her cunt, but common sense takes over. Maybe next time. The skin between her legs is nice and pink. And lordy, I see she shaves her bush, leaving just a little strip on her pubic mound. I'm still slowly pumping my dick as I take her body all in. My cock is so hard and straining and aching, and I need to come so bad. My balls are so full, full of cum for my daughter. I don't care if it's incest. I have to have her. Finally, she is giving it to me. It feels so much better with her nearby. I know this time that I can come, hopefully, before she wakes up. I pull my fuck stick all the way out of my boxers, my balls too. I'm feeling the elastic of my shorts tight underneath, adding a little extra pressure to my balls. I would prefer my hand stroking my cock, or even my mouth sucking me off. But rather than my big hairy fist, but this will have to do for the time being. I don't want to wake her up. My other knee is on the bend. I don't remember when I did that. I'm between her legs now, and she's still on her belly. I can do it like this, and she'll never know. I'll just beat off here and leave my mess on the sheets, and it'll dry before she wakes up. I hope. I don't care about the sheets, only my raging cock. I'm getting close. Close to coming, but not close enough to actually come. Frustration builds and I can't get there. I'm hard and thick and pre-cum. Beads on the tip. My balls are tight, but my hand is not enough. I need more, and she's right there. Always right there. Just out of reach. But she's not going to be out of reach tonight because my need is too great. And she's my daughter. Flesh of my flesh. I made her, so maybe just a little bit closer might help. Daddy needs you. I whisper under my breath as I move a little closer. What if I just feel the softness of her pink thong panties on the tip of my prick? That might help. Maybe if I just rub the tip against her gash. No one will ever know, and she's asleep. I brush my fingertips along the edge of her panties and push them aside, just enough to see her sweet 18-year-old cunt. She's so pretty and pink and velvety, totally bare. I have to touch her cunt, so I use the tip of my finger, being careful. Not too soft or it will tickle, but soft enough so as not to disturb. She sighs and moves her legs further apart. She's asleep, but I take it as an invitation. I've lost control, and I run the tip of my hard cock against her snatch. She's warm and wet, so I'll just open her gash a little bit with the head of my meat. I'll just jack off with my hand and with my cock head rubbing along her cunt on the outside. I pump my hand closer, closer, yeah, closer and closer. Oh, I want it so bad. Yeah, yeah, I try and do it. I try and do it. Yeah, but I need it. I need her so bad. Oh, God, I need my daughter so bad. Yeah, I need her. I need her so bad. I can't help it. I have to. I need her so bad, my darling daughter, home from college. Oh, Daddy. Oh, pretty baby. Pretty baby. Oh, my darling daughter. Daddy? Shh, baby girl. Daddy's almost done. What are you? She starts to twist, and her cunt brushes hard against me and pushes my cockhead just inside her cunt hole. Oh, she cries out a little, feeling my prick hard just inside her little cunt. Her movement makes my dick pulse at her hand, and I can feel it jump. Just a little more for your daddy, sweetheart. Just a little bit more. I grunt while pushing her down on her back with my other hand, making her stay on her belly. Almost done, I say. Daddy, she whimpers. She brings her hand close to her face and bites on the fleshy pad of her thumb to keep from crying out as I enter her sweet fuckhole. The tip is in, and she's so wet and warm from all my pre-cum. I want to slide my cock in all the way into her cunt, but I'm trying to restrain myself. I'm so close and trying to keep myself together, but I'm so hard. My hips jerk forward, and I hear my daddy darling daughter cry out, Daddy, no! But she's lifting her hips at the same time. She wants it, the little slut. She wants my cock inside her fuck shoot. Pretty girl, I say, Daddy's almost done. You can do it. So you just stay still for me. Stay still for Daddy. I'm almost done, and my balls are getting high and tight, and I can feel the pressure building. Her fuck hole is too inviting, and her trot folds are so soft. She pushes back against me, and I slip in a little more as I continue to fuck into her. She cries out, and I tell her to rub her clit. Then I see her take her fist from her mouth and place her hand on her cunt and start massaging herself, rubbing her clit. Next time I fuck her, I'll finger her clit and eat her tender sweet box before I fuck her. I'll work hard to make it good for her next time. But right now, all I want is my whole entire dick deep inside her tight young fuckhole. Daddy, no! It hurts, Daddy! You can't! I'm too small! I'm a virgin, Daddy! I've never been with a man before! Your cock is too big, Daddy! And it hurts! Take it out! Please, Daddy! Please! I don't want this! She cries. Shh! Daddy's almost done, baby girl, and Daddy needs it, so you can do it for me. It's your job to take care of Daddy now that your mother is gone. Men have needs, daughter dear, needs that sweet daughters need to take care of every day, every night, especially daughters with tight young fuckholes and big, huge fucking tits made to be sucked on. She squirms, struggling, trying to get away from me, but it just feels even better on my dick, and it loosens the tightness of her fuckhole, and her fucking cunt grips the tip of my dick, and it slides in even deeper. I can't hold back. I can't hold back a second longer. I can't even pull out in time. So my very own sexpot daughter is going to get it. The little dirty little tease is going to get what she deserves. I can't help it. Just look at her. Lying there, all spread out, legs spread wide with me in between them, my cock inside her soaking wet gash, and her flat on her back, holding her big fat tits together with her arms crossed, making me watch them shake and jiggle as I fuck her. Oh, she knows what she's doing to me, all right, and what she's making me do to her. I have no control. It's all her fault, and I have no control. I just want to stick my dick inside her as far as I can and shoot her cunt full of my spunk, and I think she knows it's her fault for making me feel this way, too. I can tell by the look in her eyes, through her tears, as I ram my dick in her fuck shoot really hard. I don't care that it's hurting her to fuck her daddy. How does it feel to have your daddy's big fat cock inside you, daughter dear? Doesn't daddy's hard cock feel nice, all slick and wet between your legs and inside your little virgin cunt? Except you aren't a virgin anymore, are you? I move slowly, caressing her and leaning down over her belly, trying to reach her big fat tits so I can latch onto one of her nipples as I fuck her. I'm close to coming. I lean back again as I continue to fuck her. I tell her, hold your tits together for me. I want to see them sticking straight up in the air. I want to see your big nipples sticking out. I want to see your tits jiggle as I fuck you. Do you like feeling your daddy's big hard prick inside you, baby girl? I hope so, because we're going to be doing this a lot. Her breath quickens, and she gasps a little, her back arching. I knew it. The cunt loves it. All these college girls do. Yes, Daddy. Yes, I like it. It doesn't hurt so much anymore. You're so big, Daddy, but your cock does feel good inside me. It really does, Daddy. And she moans as she pushes back against me, fucking me back. She grips the sheets, cries out as I ram my cock inside her all the way. And I feel her snatch tighten again around my big, hard, thick, swollen cock. Good girl, I say. I try not to, but I can't help it. I ram it into her again, further this time, all the way to the hilt, burying the full 7 inches inside her little fuckhole. I can't help myself. My daughter has the tightest, wettest snatch I've ever dipped my cock into. She's so wet and open, so sweet and warm. I can't help it. I have to come, and her cunt is draining the spunk right out of my balls as I keep fucking my big, fat, thick, hard dick into her over and over and over again. I have to come. I need to come. I need to come inside my daughter's wet fuckhole. She wants me. I know she does. She wants my cum, and I shoot a big load of baby batter deep inside her formerly virgin fuck shoot. She's pulling the jizz all out of me as she fucks me back, and I explode balls deep inside the slut's fuckhole. I can feel the pulses of my cock as I throb deep in her cunt. I hold myself up by my arms, kissing her big, fat, juicy tits and suckable nipples in the back of her neck and her cheek. Thank you, daughter dear. Daddy loves you. I pull my soft cock out and watch the jizz flow out of her. So much cum. And as I leave the room to go back to her freaking phone, back to my own room, I heard her still sniffing. I thought to myself, she'll get over it. I just need to fuck her more. The little slut.